President Biden is formally raising the nation's cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 this year. The move comes weeks after the president faced bipartisan blowback for his delay in replacing the record low ceiling of 15,000 that was set by former President Donald Trump.
Joining us live on Skype to talk about this and other developments in Biden world is Politico White House correspondent and associate editor Anita Kumar. Anita, the president expanded the eligibility criteria for resettlements, removing one roadblock to refugees entering the U.S., but he initially stopped short of lifting the annual cap. And then came that sharp pushback, forcing him to reverse course. Will tonight's announcement satisfy the critics?
Well, we're hearing mostly people that are praising, advocates who had wanted this number, praising him. But they, you know, they credit themselves, really, the pushback with changing his mind. And they are also mindful that just because the cap is set at a certain amount doesn't mean the administration will actually admit that those numbers, because they have to be ready for those refugees to come into the country, and they may not be able to, may not be ready for them. So while the cap is raised, it may still not be that number.
How rocky would you say the rollout has been for welcoming refugees as well as overall immigration policy?
I would say that immigration has probably been, you know, the thing that the president has gotten the most criticism for. Between the refugee cap issue as well as what's been happening at the border, these are the things that we're hearing the most that, you know, he is getting criticized for. When you look at the polls, he's doing pretty well for how he's handling the economy and the pandemic. It's actually immigration and the border that has been his low spot.
But the president was in the Newport News area today promoting his education funding and infrastructure plans, and he's still talking publicly about working with Republicans. But what is your reporting telling you about if there is a limit to that outreach and if the president is about to go it alone?
Yeah, what we're hearing is that his team and he learned something from when they were in the Obama administration. If you recall back then, President Obama really tried to work with Republicans and Democrats, and the president then felt that they were often just didn't have the success they wanted. Either something didn't happen, it didn't come to fruition, or the policy was too watered down, or, you know, it just wasn't what they wanted. And so what they're saying right now is that he is going to try, and he is having a lot of calls and meetings with Republicans. But if a certain point comes, if whether that's a month or 2 months from now, and he cannot come up with a compromise, that they will try to use a maneuver in Congress, in the Senate, to push through with just Democratic support and bypass Republicans. Remember, they did this during the coronavirus relief package a few months ago, and he could try to do that again.
The theme then is action is more important than bipartisanship. But how much of that stuff can pass that way, whether you're talking police reform or maybe even infrastructure?
Yeah, it's a great question, because this is a budget maneuver. So some of these policies have to relate to fiscal issues. So he can't do everything he wants to do, but there are a good number of things that he can do. He can do these spending bills or parts of these spending bills through that mechanism. The big caveat here, though, is it's not clear that he has all Democratic support. There are some more moderate Democrats, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and others, who have said that they might have some concerns as well. So he would need every single Democrat to vote with him in the Senate to push anything through, and we still don't know if he has that.
Politico White House correspondent and associate editor Anita Kumar.